good humour.
That was the fourth in our essay series, Let There Be Dark, written and presented by Rupert Goodwins.
I'm still at the stage where I'll sit down in a service and flick through the service sheet as one does before it begins and see that the preacher's the Archbishop of Canterbury and think, oh, that's good, that might be quite interesting, and then think, oh no, it probably won't be.
For the Sunday before Christmas, Private Passions meets Justin Welby, Archbishop of Canterbury.
What music does for me is recall memory.
Justin Welby talks to Michael Barclay about the music that has accompanied him through his life and the role it plays in his relationship with God.
It takes me to places and it brings out the emotions that I had when I was taken to places. So when you were playing Little Town of Bethlehem just now, I could feel the sense of my parish church on Christmas Eve.
Private Passions, Sunday lunchtime at 12 noon. On BBC Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3. It's just gone 10 o'clock, and now it's time for Late Junction with Max Reinhardt.
Thanks very much, James, and have a very Merry Christmas.
And a Merry Christmas to you too.
Yeah, I'll have mine on the rocks. So, according to my research, Christmas goes back at least to the late 1940s. Yep. I base that on this work by Texan bluesman Smokey Hogg, who used to frequent the upper reaches of the United States R&B chart at that time. Can you have the blues at Christmas, or just a series of shameless tilts at the chart?
Santa Claus, yeah, this is Christmas, baby, will you be my Santa Claus? If you be my present woman, I won't love no one else at all. I want you to come early in the morning, oh, and late hours at midnight. Yeah, come early in the morning, and late hours at midnight. If you be my present, baby, you know you will be treating me right. Father did. Yeah, be my Santa Claus, baby. Treat me like my mother and father did. You be nice to me, woman, like when I was a 9-year-old kid.
Thank you.
two gentlemen who collect old records.
I'm listening.
Uproar in the 20s by the Gaslight Troubadours. It's Professor Singleton Purblind and Ron Lippincott who were providing the Gaslight, the Clockwork, the Dubstep, the Thrills and the Spills. And if that's not a Christmas number one, we can all sleep more peacefully in our beds. That's for sure. Before that, more electronic sampling and atmospherics, but this time in a post-bossa style, from the debut album by Brazil's multi-instrumentalist producer, Gui Amabish. And on that track, Dosa de Moura, he was joined by Seyu, who has often graced these shows. So welcome to Late Junction. I'm Max Reinhardt, and here's the sound of Christmas Eve as it was celebrated in France during the reign of Louis XIV. Les Arts Florissants performed the first part of Charpentier's In Nativitatem Domini Nostri, a celebration of the Christmas story.
Thank you. Are you serious? It's me, I know now. Oh, me in your arms. We'll see our love if you're so old. I have been yours for all this time. Let me into your heart. Put your hand in mine. It's the last tonight.
Thank you. non si che no. Chi io la sa io lo conosco apri per me
Fromente, from the album Il Pergolesi. Vocalist Maria Pia De Vito, pianist François Couturier, cellist Anya Lechner and percussionist Michel Rabia pay tribute to 18th century composer Giovanni Battista Pergolesi. Before that, a different kind of vision, Black Rainbow. Wonky pop electronica, complete with the angst-ridden Arthur Russell-like vocals of Rafferty, an artist hitherto known as Benjamin Stefanski. In 1985, the digital revolution occurred in the Jamaican music industry when a single rhythm called Slengteng swept through the studios and the dance floors. It was King Jammy who was responsible, or so they say. Now, do tweet if you disagree. Tweet at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Late Junction, email late.junction@bbc.co.uk. I know there are strong opinions in the reggae history community. From around the same time anyway, here's the version or instrumental or just possibly the dub play of Robert Lee and Bunny General's Midnight Hour. the shawms, drums, cymbal and drone of Nayan Dimalam, or the Orchestra of Mockery playing the trance music of South India's possession cults. That was Chittadai Katikitu, or Donning the Chittadai. It's a song that featured in the classic Tamil movie Venakili. That was from 1959, but the music was already well known from festivals and rituals. Before that, an excerpt from Summer, one of Sebastian Hegarty's four walks around a year, Summer, on which he explores the relationship between time, place and memory. His audio reverie on voice and remembering was recently broadcast on BBC Radio 3's Between Your Ears. Time, place, memory, cult, trance, that's all grist to the mill of the blues. Well, here's an epic 10-minute long version of R.L. Burnside's Jumper on the Line by the North Mississippi All-Stars. That would be Luther and Cody Dickinson, and a special guest or two.
White lightning done gone. to my head. There's white lightning don't go to my head, to my head, to my head, to my head, to my head. See my jumper hanging out on the line. See my jumper. We'll be right back.
Jumper on the Line, R.L. Burnside's blues classic, as interpreted by the North Mississippi All-Stars on their new album, World Boogie Is Coming. Time for a walk on the wilder side of string quartets. This is the third movement of Czech composers Ervin Schulhoff's String Quartet No. 1, played by the Henschel Quartet.
Ooh.
Christmas Delicacy, Incantation's version of the Angel Gabriel, featuring the voice of Kathy Russell and the guitar of James Woodrow. Archie Shepp originally performed this next tune, Blues for Brother George Jackson, on his Attica Blues album in 1972. It was recorded in reaction to the shooting of rioting prisoners in Attica Prison in New York State that had just taken place. George Jackson, who was shot in that riot, even in prison, he was a voice that could not be ignored in the African-American struggle for civil rights. Here's a vocal version recorded recently live in France. Thank you. Earl Brown's 25 Pages, originally composed for David Tudor and performed there by Stefan Schleiermacher. I'm fascinated by the form of this piece, which I'm told is termed an open score. It may be played by any number of pianos up to 25, and the 25 pages of the score may be played in any sequence. Each page can be performed either side up, and events within each two-line system may be read as either treble or bass clef. Well, we heard the version for 12 pianos first, followed by the version for 25 pianos. In a moment, a piece from one of the most inspired and intuitive members of the current alternative Americana movement. Alternative Americana movement, if it's still called that. Hal Gelb sings from Arizona of an extended plane of existence from his new album, The Coincidentalist. But first, another sojourn with the devil at the crossroads. Not in the Mississippi Delta this time, but somewhere in northeast Romania, where the gypsy jazz guitar of Toronto's Adrian Rasso meets the Balkan brass of Fanfara Ciocărlia.
Thank you. of existence. There, as a matter of fact, harboring some resistance. If you ever, even never, come back. If you never, even ever, return. Surrounded now by sharp gray thorns, the rose with its color aflame, drawn in nearer by the scent, no matter the tingle or pain. There's a crack in the rock where the rose grows, crack in the rock and it's plain to see. Was it the power of the flower that gave the rock a nook? Or had the stone always known?
Señor, ten piedad de nosotros. Señor, ten piedad de nosotros.
Ten piedad, Señor.
The Kyrie, from the Missa Criolla by 20th century Argentinian composer Ariel Ramirez, sung by Jose Carreras and chorus. Full details on the website. Well, that's nearly the end of the week on Late Junction, but we'll be back with a Christmas bounce in our stride next week. We'll have a live guest on Christmas night, Anya O'Dwyer on harp and vocals, and the December Late Junction collaboration session happens on Boxing Night, and it features Trish Clues, Donald Grant and Peter Kant. I'm going to leave you to the multi-tracked Tender Mercies of San Fermin and the Count. But first, Ndiaye Parody from Tabula Rochereau, one of the legends of Congolese music for the last 50 years or more, who sadly died at the beginning of this month. His voice will continue to lift our spirits whenever it's heard.
Ndaya monamu ye pa yo pasi asalinga lelo na motema ya solo liwa pa kosomba te kasi ya yo mama. Poe pela ticala na cima. Ndaya, bolingo na mo, bolingo nde poe. Nandimi ya molelo, na yo kansela samu. Salina, le rona motema.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. A concert from Barcelona to open tonight, one from May 2013 with pianist Alexandre Tarot and the Casals Quartet, later on in the surprisingly passionate César Franck piano quintet. Before it's Tarot solo, then music from the Baroque Scarlatti sonatas, and first of all here a selection of François Couperin's endlessly inventive keyboard pieces from his Pièce de Clavecin, the selection including The Wandering Shades, The Sound of War, Le Carillon de Citerre, evoking the imaginary bells of the island birthplace of Venus. And this first piece is a Passacaglia